Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Christian. I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, a condominium, a manufactured home, or a mobile home?
Single-family.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Single.
Bye.
Oh, hold on. We have some more questions.
All right.
Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay, thank you. And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
91 or 2. I don't know for sure. I think it's 92.
Okay. Thank you. Have any upgrades or modifications have been made to the property?
Yes.
Would you say roofing, yes or no?
Roofing and windows.
What about drainage upgrades?
Drainage? No, I never heard of such a thing, but no.
Okay, thank you.
I got new roof and new windows. What are you talking about, like the gutter?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, got new gutters from 4 to 6.
Okay. The whole gutter?
The whole drainage along the roof of the house, yeah.
Okay, all right, thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Well, I just got the license on the Monday, so I guess that's what makes me a permanent. I own the house since 2017.
Okay, so how long have you been living in Florida? Since 2017?
No, I owned the house since 2017. I lived in New York and came back and forth, but I changed my license Monday. So I guess that makes me a Florida resident since I changed my license.
Can I say 1 year?
Okay, I retired here in August of 22.
Okay.
That sounds
right. Yes, yeah, sure. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm? Yes or no?
While we're here, no.
Okay.
No, we watched it from New York.
yeah, you're right, yes.
No, we haven't had one of these storms yet.
Okay, and now, in the present, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, a tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
What's that word you're saying? Vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable to, like, what are you asking me? Which one scares me the most?
Yeah, well, I mean, to any of those, to any... Do you feel any vulnerable?
No.
That's fine. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters, board up your home? Yes,
yes
or no? Okay.
Yes, I have.
Would you buy supplies and equipment? Yes or no?
Yes.
And would you, if necessary, would you evacuate? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. When would you like to begin preparing your home for a hurricane? Within 24 hours, within 36 hours, or within 48 hours?
Say that question again.
When would you like to begin preparing your home
for a hurricane? A week.
No, but you have those three choices only. 24 hours, 36 hours, or 48 hours.
48 hours.
Okay, thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. Please select your top three sources of information. Do you get your information from the internet, social media, the radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family?
I guess the internet, your phone.
How about friends and family?
No, internet.
And TV?
Are you want me to give you a few ways? Not one?
Yeah, you gotta pick three.
Oh, okay. So I guess the internet, word of mouth, and
okay.
TV.
All right, thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness? 1 to 5.
Say the question again.
On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
A 5, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? The cost of housing, yes or no?
No.
Loss of income, employment?
Say it again.
Loss of income or employment?
I just answered the question. So say the other question so I know what you're saying.
Okay. Next question. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
No? Okay. When would you evacuate? Oh, no. Yeah, that one came up again. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? Would you go to a local shelter? At the house of a relative or a family or a friend? Another location within the state or another location to another state?
I guess another location within the state. I'm not
okay,
getting on no highway, that's for sure.
Thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
2.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I have no idea.
Okay, thank you. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain you could come up with it? Yes. Okay. How has your home insurance rate? Oh, well, you don't know that because you don't. Oh, yeah. Let me see. Hold on. All right. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners that have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
Say that question again about, you know, whatever.
In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider that if your mortgage was paid off?
Hell no.
Okay, thank you.
Your insurance could be less money because now you don't have a mortgage.
Yes.
So why did somebody cancel their insurance? God forbid it went on fire. That's stupid.
Exactly. Next question.
Okay.
If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or government should not be involved in the recovery efforts?
Oh, I really don't know which one would be responsible.
No, but I mean, which one do you think should be? That's the question.
The government, the federal, and who?
The federal, the state, or the local government?
I guess the state.
Okay, thank you. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I really don't know building codes. I guess they are. I live with an HOA, so they bother you if you don't power wash your property.
Okay, I understand.
It's owned by code, so.
Okay, moving on. Next, I will ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida? Yes or no?
I don't even know any of that stuff.
Okay.
Sea level rise.
Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned?
I have a drain thing right in front of my driveway, so I never saw a storm here yet to be concerned. So, like I said, I have a drainage right in front of my house.
So you're not concerned?
No, I'm not concerned.
Okay, thank you. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important to you in making that decision? The neighborhood, schools, the crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rates, flood zones, proximity to other family members, or proximity to a job?
Neighborhood. Neighborhood.
Thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 and 3, between 3 and 5, between 5 and 10, between 10 and 20, or more than 20?
More than 20, till I die.
Thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions, and then we will be finished, okay? Can you please tell me your age? What age group do you belong to? Between 18 and 34, 35, 54, 55, 64, or 65 or older?
65 and older.
Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
Okay. Any of those two people under 12 years old?
No.
Any of those two people 65 or older, or both?
Yeah.
Both?
Both.
Okay, thank you. And what is your marital status? Single, never married, married, or living with a partner, widow, divorced, separated?
Living with a partner.
Thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? High school diploma, some college graduate degree?
Some college.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
Nope.
And what racial group do you identify yourself with?
What racial? White, Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And what language is the most spoken at your home? I assume English?
English.
Okay, yes. Thank you. And please tell me which of this income range, which is the income range for your household? Under 20 grand, between 20 and 30, between 30 and, 30, and 50, between 50 and 75, between 75 and 100, or over 100?
75, 100.
Thank you. These were all the questions I had for you this evening, ma'am. Thank you very much for your responses. Have a nice evening, okay? Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye.